Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this wonderful opportunity you have given unto us to gather ourselves together in your presence this evening, midweek prayer meeting. Thank you. We thank you for all your mercies and your goodness and your favor and your fatherly cares over our lives since we left here on Sunday evening. Thank you for watching over our lives, O Lord. Thank you for protection, Heavenly Father, the workers, the business people, the students, the travelers in our midst. Thank you for our going out. Thank you for our coming in. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the rains. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for the weather. Thank you for not allowing the enemy to keep any of us away from coming to church. We appreciate you. Thank you for meeting the needs for transportation. Thank you for giving us good health in our body. We appreciate you for all these things. Thank you, our Father. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you very much, O Lord, for the hymns and chorus that have been sung. O Lord, I go to exalt your name, Father, to show forth our appreciation. Thank you, wonderful Father. Thank you for the deacons, the trustees, the usher, the interpreter, O Lord, the instrument users, the computer operators, the engine operators, brother in the online system there, O Lord, we pray that you give them grace and help and strength from above. Be with your people everywhere, all over our country and other nations, O Lord. Your servants that are not in our midst, the one that has gone to Fakatari, the one present in Ghana, may you be with us, them, O Lord. Use them to be channels of blessing unto your people. Have their way, Heavenly Father. Lord, help your servant. Take me as a man out of the way. Lord Jesus, condition our hearts, O Lord. Circumcise the lips that speaks and the ears that listens and the hearts that receives, Heavenly Father. May your word not fall by the wayside. May your word bring salvation, baptism of the Holy Spirit, healings, Heavenly Father, of diverse kinds of disease and afflictions, Heavenly Father. Lord, turn backsliders unto you, Lord. Glorify your name, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Help us in the hour of prayer. May you anoint us to be able to pray as become saints. Give us the faith we have need of for this hour. Thank you, dear Master. At the end of this service, may there be no feeble one in our midst. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we please turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew? Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Read from verses 10 to 15. Matthew chapter 3. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Amen. The Lord bless His word to our heart. Shall please be seated. As we welcome ourselves to church this evening, I want us to look at this sermon again this evening. Praise the Lord. The title of the sermon is "It Becometh Us to Fulfill All Righteousness." Amen. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. This is the encounter of Jesus Christ with John the Baptist, the word coming to the prophet. Amen. Now, the prophet said, I pray that God will help the Yoruba interpreters and then the Yoruba listeners, all of us all together. The prophet said, oftentimes I have wondered why that Jesus of Nazareth, and many times it has been asked me. Now, why was Jesus baptized? Listen, why would a man like Jesus have to be baptized? Why would this person be baptized as an act of repentance? Amen? And confession. When he was the holy, spotless, unadulterated Son of the Living God, then why will he have to be baptized? Amen. He was the holy, spotless, unadulterated Son of the Living God. We know about his conception. It was an immaculate conception. Jesus' birth had no fault, no defilement. Amen. His mother was a virgin. Unlike you and me, we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We came to this world speaking lies. We cannot even help ourselves because we are already defeated. But Jesus Christ, his birth was immaculate, unadulterated, pure, holy, Son of the Living God. Amen. Why would this person have to be baptized like a man coming? Baptism is after repentance. Amen. And Jesus had no had no confession to make. Praise the Lord. Because he was God. And why would he have to be baptized like he had unto repentance? Because he needed no repentance, for he was the infallible God. That's our Lord Jesus. Infallible means something that can never make mistake. There is no mistake in God. There is no mistake in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why we are grateful unto the Almighty God today that we had a vindicated prophet on the land. Amen. A man that had the ministry of infallibility. Amen. That's why we can have confidence in this message. That is to prepare us for the coming of the Lord. Amen. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. That's scripture. John chapter 1. Why would he have to be baptized? And did you notice the phrase before that? This is the phrase. When he came to John the Baptist, as if by Jordan, said, I, John, I need to be baptized of you. Come down to me. He has already testified. I'm not even worthy to lose the straps of his shoes. I baptize you with water unto repentance. But the one that is coming after me is going to not only is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. John came and preached repentance. Now listen. What I say? In other words, Jesus told John, thus suffer it to be so. John was rebel. For it is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. Hallelujah. Listen, in other words, it must be fulfilled. All the word that God has spoken must be fulfilled. God cannot say anything without having it fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away. His word will never pass away unfulfilled. That's why the chorus that we just sang before, the last chorus, God said it. I believe it. That's it to say. Amen. When he has spoken it, that's God now, it is a finished work. It's already finished. When God speaks it, God never speaks until he is ready for it to be. And when he speaks, it is just as well as already happened. Now, if that wouldn't give us a basis to put our faith this morning. When God speaks a word, it is already fulfilled. And what about his promises that he has given to us? Amen. Everything that he has said is already a finished work. So therefore, when we receive the word into our heart, it's already done. It is completed. And why would he then, he doesn't answer the question. Why would he then be baptized? Many have said, why? He was baptized because he was our example. That is true to a certain place. That is true. But it isn't all the truth. Amen. It is true to a certain place, but it is not all the word of God. Because the truth there is the word of God. Am I in the line? Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. The word of God is truth. Anytime, any day. Praise the Lord. Now, hear the prophet. The truth of this was that he was the antitype. He was the high priest. And before the high priest could be anointed, he had to be washed. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord wants to give us a scripture. Let us turn to Exodus chapter 29. Exodus 29. He wants to read a scripture for us just for a moment. From verse 4. Exodus 29. And Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod and the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod, and thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Aaron and his sons were to be washed. Is that right? But Aaron, being the high priest, what is the work of the high priest? Is to carry the sins of the people upon himself. He's the one that intercedes for the people. But remember that, you know, before he can do anything, he has to first of all kill and shed the blood for himself first before interceding for the people. So Aaron, being the high priest, was anointed with the anointing oil. Amen. And our Lord Jesus Christ, being our high priest now in the New Testament, before he could be anointed with the Holy Spirit, he was first of all washed. Amen. And Aaron, the high priest, before he could ever be anointed, he had to be washed with water. Therefore, when Jesus, before he could be anointed, our high priest, he was washed with water. And then that anointing oil, the anointing oil signifies or represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And then the anointing oil poured upon him as, you know, to anoint him. Like Aaron was anointed with oil, he was anointed with the Holy Ghost. For John bear record, seeing the Spirit of God descending, you know, like a dove, and going upon him, and a voice speak, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in." Praise the Lord. So the Bible said that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost, went about doing good. Amen. That was the testimony of Peter in the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And thank you, brother. And he went about doing good, healing the sick and they that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. When Jesus was here, Jesus did not do anything of himself. Praise be to God. Jesus, his main job was to do the will of the Father. Immediately, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. He was, you know, driven by the Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After his temptation, then the angels came and ministered unto him. Is that right? The angels came to minister unto him. Then from there now, the Bible said that, look, you know, he went to the synagogue and started preaching and teaching the people the words of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. People that are having madness, whatever disease, whatever affliction, he went about doing good. And then one day, many a times, his miracles, his healings were always done on the Sabbath day. Like we see in John chapter 5 about the man that was carrying, that was just there for 38 years at the pool of Siloam. The pool of Bethsaida. He was there for 38 years.
once in a year, an angel comes down to trouble the water. And the first person that stepped in received healing and go home. The Bible made us know that there were multitudes in that place. Halt, blind, lame, this one, that one. The Bible said, even little children, babies with mothers, that have no water head. The people that are having diseases, water in their head swelled up. All kinds of diseases. But he went to one man. And yet, the Bible made us to know, he went about doing good. For God was with him. But he went to one man. He said, without the made whole, why do the man was, he said, well, when the angel of the Lord come down once in the year, before he step in, another person step there with him. The Bible made us to know that he was just retarded. That sickness was not going to kill him. The question is, do you want to be made whole? When he said, he just said, okay, carry your bed and go home. He just carried his bed and went home. And when the religious leaders, the Pharisees, when they saw the man carrying his bed, they said, hey, stop there. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed because it is the Sabbath day. Hey. Jesus has spoken with authority. Said, carry your bed and go to your house. And you say, he should not go. He should not carry his bed on the Sabbath day. Okay, who is the best? He said, I don't know. Later, he met Jesus in the temple. He said, see that you sin no more, lest worse thing come upon you. Then he went back to tell the people that it was Jesus of Nazareth that healed me. The Bible said that they hated, they persecuted Jesus. Then they will question him now. He said, this verily, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing but what is here the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. The Bible said they hated him yet the more, because he not only healed on the Sabbath day, but he made God, he made himself equal with God, because he said God was his Father. But remember, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good. Oh man. In John chapter 9, when he met the blind man that was born blind, disciple asked him, Master, who sinned? Is it the parents of this man or himself? Jesus said, neither of them sinned. He said, but that the word of God might be made manifest. Hallelujah. Then he healed the man. He just spit on the ground. Being the creator, he knew that the part of his eyes, of the creation, was, you know, he came from the earth. Then he just spit on the ground and then just made a clay, an eyeball, and then put it on his eyes. Go to the pool of Siloam. Go and wash. Then you will see. Immediately he obeyed Jesus Christ, he went and came back seeing. People are saying, oh, he's the one. He's not the one. He said, I'm the one. I am the one that you are talking to. Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't know what your problem is this evening. He's here because he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing the sick and dead that are oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Jesus is on schedule. Jesus is always available. He's here this evening to meet with your need. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember, he promised that we are two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. Hallelujah. He went in obedience. He came back saying, oh, he's the one. He's not the one. He's the one. He's not the one. He said, I'm he. How are you able to see? He said, one man called Jesus. He's the one that you know, made more and put it on my eyes and asked me to go to the pool of Siloam and wash, and I shall come back seeing. And I went and I came back seeing. They took him to the Pharisee. This man is not of God. your God, he will not heal on Sabbath day. Whether they like it or not, Jesus is the God of the Sabbath. Amen. Because what? Sabbath was not made for man. Sabbath was made for man. Man was not made for Sabbath. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when they brought it to Jesus, when they brought it to the Pharisees, this man is not of God. If he were of God, he wouldn't have healed on the Sabbath day. He wouldn't have healed on the Sabbath day. Well, in a nutshell, he had conversation with them. Then they brought him the parents. They have already said, whosoever will confess Jesus openly will be excommunicated. When they brought the parents, is this your son that was born? By yes. The eye was able to see. Ask him is of age. Because they were afraid. May God help us, church. Never to be, no matter what, never to deny Jesus in any situation we find ourselves. If we deny him, he remains faithful. He will not deny himself. If we suffer for him, we are going to reign with him. That is what the Bible tells us. Oh, then they ask him again, how are you able to see? I have told you before. Do you want to be one of the disciples? Take that away. You are his disciple. This one is not of God. Whoa! He is not of God. This is a marvelous thing. Wonderful. What am I hearing? That from ages to ages, we have never seen that, God ever answered the prayer of a sinner. If this man were not of God, he would not have healed my eyes. May God help us. Hallelujah. Remember that, Nicodemus, one of them, came by night because of fear. He came to Jesus. He said, Rabbi, we, the Pharisees, we, the religious people in the land, we know that you are a man that comes from God. And that no man can do all these miracles that you are doing except God be with him. That's why Jesus told him, let me tell you, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, in the nutshell, want to close. The man testified of Jesus Christ that, look, if this man was not of God, he would not have been able to heal my eyes. Amen. After all those episodes, then he was telling them about he was the shepherd of the sheepfold. He came to lay down his life for his sheep. He had power to lay it down. He had power to take it off. This man is of he's mad. Why are you listening to him? And the Bible said there was a division among the people. Some rejected him, some believed him. And they said, If this man has a devil, can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Are you getting something? May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He went about doing good, healing the sick and the afflicted. For God was with him. Is he healing the sick ones today? Is he setting the captives free today? Is he forgiving sin today? Is he giving the Holy Ghost baptism today? Hallelujah. Is he refilling with the Holy Ghost today? What is your need here this evening? Jesus is here to meet that need. What is your desire? Jesus is here tonight to grant your heart desire if it is according to his will. Listen, may God help us, church. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing the sick and they that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He's still God tonight. May God help us. And before Jesus was anointed, was anointed, he had to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. Amen. Listen here tonight. Okay, listen. See, he had to be washed with water before the anointing came, upon him. And it is a very beautiful type of us today as priests unto God. As what? Priests unto God. That is what John in the book of Revelation testified that we are today. He has made us kings and priests unto our God. Then that he foreknew before the foundation of the world. Then that he elected. Then that he predestinated. Then that he foreknew. He had made them priests and kings unto our God. Hallelujah. What does the priest do? The priest stands interceding for the people. The priest stands pleading for the people. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing that God has made you and me kings and priests unto our God. That is what God expects from you and me. When Jesus was here, all that was in his mind was to do the will of the Father. All that is expected of you and me today is to do the will of the Father. Amen. Church, may God help you. May God help me. Listen, church. A Christian, does not cause. We are still reminding ourselves. A Christian does not cause. A Christian blesses from the depth of his heart. Because Jesus, our Master, Jesus, our Savior, Jesus, our Lord, Jesus, our Redeemer, he taught us we should do that. Bless and do not curse. Amen. A Christian will never wish his enemy any evil. A Christian will never expect the downfall of his enemy. Okay. Let's read the scripture. Let us turn to Job. Oh my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God help me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Job 31. Let's read verse 29 and 30. Job 31, verse 29. If I rejoice at the destruction of him that hated me. Are you there? Go ahead, Pastor George. If I rejoice at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted myself when evil found him, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good. A Christian filled with the Holy Spirit, God in him, in the person of the Holy Spirit, we never curse. We never expect evil wish to his enemy. Is that too hard for you? Oh my. Church, may God help us to be what God expects us to be. Christians at heart, come totally delivered from any Adamic sinful fallen nature. Oh my. That no matter what, you listen, Jesus, what all that they did to him didn't move him one inch. Because he knew he was there to fulfill to do the will of the Father. You and I, we are to do the will of our Father today. That is if you are truly being converted. A converted soul will never wish his enemy evil. We never sin with man to wish him a curse. It's an unbeliever that curses. Even if he's a church member under Malachi 4, he's still a sinner. Because a Christian will never curse. A Christian will never abuse. A Christian will never any evil imagination, evil thought, bad mind against his neighbor, against the person. But the man said, even the one that you know, if he can have the opportunity to get the cutters and cut off your hair, you still love him. You still pray for him. May God, Brother Bam said, look, I hate to see my enemy here. Jesus went about doing good because he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. That's why we see anywhere he went. We don't just see for thinking sake. Brother, sister, no matter how much you can sing, no matter how much you can do one thing or the other in the house of God, if you see an evil thing in your heart against anybody, God be merciful to your soul. Are you with me tonight? God bless you. I say, God bless you. All right. We'll stop here for this evening. It's just an exhortation. Praise the Lord. Jesus is here to meet with our needs, to solve our problem. He's still healing the sick. He's here to heal your. What is your heart desire? He's here to meet that desire. He's here to meet that need tonight. Hallelujah. May God help us, church. I say, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are serving the God of reality. The God that can never fail. The God that's not a disappointment. Other person may disappoint. Other person are failure. I'm a failure, you're a failure. But God can never fail. He's not disappointed to his children. His children have confidence in him. Because they know that his promises are true. His promises are yea and amen. In Christ Jesus. God bless you. Let us pray. Let's speak to our Father. He's here tonight to meet with us at the point of our knees. When your repentance is genuine and you go to water and you are baptized in the water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is duty bound to fill you with the Holy Spirit. May God help us, brothers and sisters. He becometh to us to fulfill all righteousness. And righteousness is the word of God. That's why when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you never have anything in your heart against anybody, whether sinner or saint. Brother, sister, if you are in this assembly and you are still keeping malice, you are still having grudges, you still have enmity against one another, may I say, as you always say, you are in danger of hellfire. Is that not a serious thought? Think of it. Oh, mercy. Your heart is not free with your brother. Your heart is not free with your sister. Something is wrong somewhere. How then do you think you are fulfilling all righteousness? Righteousness is the word of the living God. When in the upper room, they were in one heart. They were in one accord. That is when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon their souls. Let's check ourselves each time we hear the word of the living God. Let not the word of God be come too common unto us. The old woman that listened to the two sermons I played in Lokoja, he said, where did you get this one? I said, in our church. He said, eh? So, in the church in here? Yes, ma'am. 2 weeks ago, she still called me. I was thanking God for the two sermons I played. Expectation and attitude. And that God will sweeten your water of Marah. She knew she doesn't have this kind of a thing. The God, God-giving pastor. Church, may God help us. Pray, brother. Pray, sister. Pray, brother. Before I call the pastor to come and pray for us, can I still remind us about that scripture that Jesus loosed us, washed us from all our sins, and then he could make us kings and priests unto our God? Do you know the perfect interpretation of that one? He said, the word wash means loose. He has loosed us from the defilement of sin and worldliness. He said, that's why we don't have the desire, we don't have the love of the world and things of the world in our hearts. Because something has happened deep down in your soul. Holy Ghost feel man, Holy Ghost feel woman. Who tell you, young boy, who tell you, young girl, that God cannot feel the Holy Spirit? Who tells you that? Who tells you? Loose! When a prisoner is free from the prison, he is free, discharged and acquitted. That is what Jesus has done for us. That is what his blood has done for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Shall we continue and then say that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto you again this evening for another opportunity given to us to come together and sit at your feet to learn more of you, to hear your word of life ministered unto us. Thank you for the portion that we have just heard. There is no way a man can stand before a mirror without saying himself the way he is. Each time we come before your word, it describes us, it shows us as we are. Lord Jesus, knees are here, that there are some on the altar already after we've heard your word. We pray, Master, that thou who knowest the thoughts of every heart, thou or to whom naught is hidden, you know all things. Father God, We are praying, whatever those needs might be, as individuals, please, Master, meet us at the point of our needs at this hour, in the name of Jesus Christ. And there are, Master, as many as are looking not today for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, may you fill them, Lord, for you are the baptizer. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. As many as are sick in the body, you are the Lord our God that healeth all our diseases. Lord, may you increase our faith that we might reach out, O God, and claim healing which you already purchased for us at the weeping post. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master, the blessings that this message has brought. Lord, may not elude any of us, Lord. May we enjoy it in totality for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Replenish your Sabbath that you have used while we lead the rest of the service in your hands. We pray as we go into request a prayer, Lord, inspire us, anoint us to pray, and grant us utterance, O God, to pray as we commence saints. Thank you, our Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. It is your most wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Draw me nearer, nearer, bless the Lord. Draw me nearer, draw me.
Lord, the blessings we have received cannot be purchased with money. We thank you, O God, for the worship aspect of the service. We thank you for the preaching of your word. Be committed unto us to fulfill our righteousness. We pray, dear God, that you will be gracious to every one of us and help us, O God, that wherever we are, Lord, to shine the light. May people, O God, through us, know that truly, Lord, you have worked upon us and we are your sons and daughters. May we reflect you in the right way, dear Father. Lord, may we not be forgetful hearers, all that you have reminded us of tonight in instructions, in corrections, in rebukes, and in doctrines. We pray that your spirit will cement them in our hearts. May they bring forth fruits of righteousness. Grant it, dear Father. We thank you for the hour of prayer. Lord, those that are written by your children that we have prayed over, Lord, we pray you give faith to the writers to know that he's already receiving attention before your throne of mercy. May each one have a positive expectation, Lord, that very soon these things will come to full manifestation. Thank you for the request we have committed unto you on the slide and the ones we spoke to you as personal requests and as many requests as came to our heart while praying. Lord, that is your provided way, O God, that we should cast our burdens, Lord, upon you because you care it for us. Help us, dear Father, that after we have cast the burden upon you, not to carry it back home again. May we lay there the faith that we have in of to know that whatsoever we ask you in prayer, believing, Lord, that we have received it so that we can have it, dear Father. Take away doubt and unbelief. Take away fear and uncertainty. Give unto us assurance and confidence that your word is true, O God, and you are not a liar, dear Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, very soon we leave this place to go back to our homes. You brought us, may you take us back home safely. Your servant we have used for this service, we ask that you will replenish him for the virtue that has left him. May you lift up the honor of his ministry and recall him, dear Father. We would like to remember your servant in Ghana that will be with him, and Lord, see him through the rest services ahead of him. By the time we will be coming back, may you bring him back safely with abundance of testimonies. Thank you, Father. Servant that went to Bakata, bring him back safely also. As we go back to our homes, take us home safely. Give us a wonderful night rest. As we live the rest of the week in your hand, that your grace and your mercy will be our portion. Lord, the night vigil is in your hand. Lord, as many as Lord be able to attend, may you bring us safely. May you bless us, O Father. May you inspire us to pray. Lord, being that it's been quite a while that we have it, we ask for grace and strength from above. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. If we are still here by Sunday, gather us in our numbers and shower your blessings upon us. Thank you, Master. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Oh, welcome, Brother Sibora Oshoma. Is that the pronunciation? God bless you, Brother Oshoma. You are welcome. God bless you. We also welcome Brother Gbemini also. God bless you. You are welcome. And then Brother Ebenezer is there by himself. Brother Ebenezer, you are welcome. Sister, the in-law of Rabat, just to be precise. God bless you. We thank the Lord for bringing us to church and for the blessings we have received. Brother Tim Ashon, we spoke yesterday. He sent his greetings to the church. And Brother Joseph Oyedepo also, we chatted just before the service, and he sent his greetings. He's in Accra, in Labadi. He sent his greetings and appreciation also to everyone for your prayers and text messages. God bless you all. We'll be meeting those who will be able to come for the night vigil Friday by 10 p.m. I will be seated. Shall rise. I'm feeling so much better. Walking along this good road, I'm feeling so much better. Talking about the Lord. Oh, let's go on. Yes, let's go on. Walking along this good way. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about the Lord. Yes, the devil he don't. God bless you till we meet again.
Satan, he don't like it. To talking about the, what do we do? Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about the, I am feeling so much better. To talking about this good old. Feeling so much better to talking about the, what do we do? Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about this good old. Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about the Lord. That devil he don't like it. Talking about this good old. Satan so much hates it when we talking about the, what do we do? Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on. To talking about the Lord. Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about the Lord. Feeling so much better. Talking about this good old. Feeling so much better. To talking about the. Oh, let's go on, let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about that.